Welcome back. This is Mucho Mondays, the only podcast that's as eclectic as the Pete's Coffee selection. I was just informed that they have peppermint year-round, and if that's not exciting, I don't know what is. We're your hosts, Danny Avocado.
And Byron G, or Byron Gonzalez if you want to take the easy route, you know, a little shorter name.
Yes. There is some days where you prefer to take the easy route. Speaking of those days, this is the intro song for today. Amtrak with the Viceroy remix to Those Days.
Funny thing, because the original remix is very, very, very similar. If you guys played it back to back, you wouldn't be able... I mean, you would be able to tell, but if you played it one day... the remix, and then the other day, the original remix, you'd be like, what the fuck, it's the same thing or something? Well, I mean, you know, that's how EDM kind of rolls.
Yes. EDM rolls, indeed. But, I have nothing to say on that. That's not gonna sound biased, since I'm not the biggest fan of EDM, so I will definitely leave Byron to give you your dance music information. But, even though we picked the first track, or Byron did, we have you guys to thank for the first two tracks that we're going to play for you guys. I hope you're enjoying the dance music, because we're going to switch it up a little bit to some hip-hop. This first song is actually a fan that was given to Byron G.
Yeah, she's a newly found fan. I brought her onto this. I kind of made her listen to Mucho Mondays. Not in a bad way, but you know. I did not stop telling her about it.
Oh, I thought like you forced her, like you withheld all the caffeine drinks at work and you only gave her like decaf, and she's like all tired, like, no, Byron, I need my coffee. No, not until you listen to Mucho Mondays, like that.
Close. I think that was my next step if she wasn't gonna listen to it. But the quick little shout out to Emily, co-worker from Pete's. Thanks for listening. I should have put this song at the end so she listened to the whole podcast, but whatever. I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt.
No, I know she'll listen. Shout out to you, and from a chick to another chick, I'm sure Byron gave you the song first.
So this one's Notorious B.I.G. with Everyday Struggle.
another drug and juggle, another day, another struggle. I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle, another drug and juggle, another day, another struggle. I know how it feel to wake up fucked up, pockets broke as hell, another rock to sell. People look at you like you's the user, selling drugs to all the losers, mad Buddha abuser. But they don't know about your stress-filled day. Baby on the way, mad bills to pay. That's why you drink Tangerine, so you can reminisce and wish you wasn't living so devilish. Shit, I remember I was just like you, smoking blunts with my crew, flipping over 62s. Cause GED wasn't B-I-G, I got P-A-I-D. That's why my mom hate me. She was forced to kick me out, no doubt. Then I figured out, niggas went for 20 down south. Packed up my tools for my raw power moves. Glock 19 for casket and flower moves. For Trump's trying to stop my flow, and what they don't know will show on the autopsy. Went to see Poppy to cop me a brick. Asked for some consignment, and he wasn't trying to hear it. Smoking mad Newports cause I'm doing court for an assault that I caught in Bridgeport, New York. Catch me if you can like the gingerbread man. You better have your gat in hand, cause man, I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle, another drug and juggle, another day, another struggle. I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle, another drug and juggle, another day, another struggle.
I had the master plan, I'm in the caravan on my way to Maryland with my man 2-Tex to take over this project. They call him 2-Tex, he tote 2-Tex. And when he start the bus, he like to ask who's next. I got my honey on the Amtrak with the crack in the crack of her ass. 2 pounds of hash in the stash. I wait for hun to make some quick cash. I told her she could be lieutenant, bitch got gas. At last, I'm literally lounging black, sitting back, counting double digit thousand stacks. Had to re-up to see what's up with my peeps. Toyota dealer gone, had it cheap on the Jeep. See who got smoked, what rumors were spread. Last I heard I was dead, with 6 to the head. Then I got the phone call, it couldn't hit me harder. We got infiltrated, like you know at the Carter. Her tech got murdered in a town I never heard of by some bitch named Alberta over nickel-plated burners. And my bitch, swear to God she won't snitch. I told her when she hit the bricks, I make the hooker rich. Conspiracy, she'll be home in 3. Until then, I looks out for the whole family. A true G, that's me, blowing like a bubble in the everyday struggle.
I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle, another drug and juggle, another day, another struggle. I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle, another drug and juggle, another day, another struggle.
I'm seeing body after body, and I'm Mayor Giuliani. Ain't trying to see no black man turn to John Gotti. My daughter use a potty, so she's older now. Educated street knowledge, I'm a molder now. Trick a little dough, buying young girls fringes. Healing with the dope fiend binges. Seeing syringes in the vein. Hard to explain how I maintain. The crack smoke make my brain feel so strange. Breaking days on the set, no sweat. Drunk off my wet, can't bag yet because it's still wet. But when I drive back at 5 at a time, I can clock about 9 on the check cashing line. I had the first and the third, rehearsed, that's my word. Nick in the game, D's knew my first name. Should I quit shit? No, even though they had me scared, yo, they got an 8, I got a check with air holes. And that's just how the shit go in the struggle, motherfucker.
I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle, another drug and juggle, another day, another struggle. I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle, another drug and juggle, another day, another struggle. I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle, another drug and juggle, another day, another struggle. I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle, another drug to juggle, another day, another struggle.
Broken compass, and you're trying to find your way. I've noticed the fact that people tend to make it when they have family that's caring and elated. I've noticed the fact that most won't make it when emotionally they are left vacated and don't have support. So they're placed in a place where they fend for their own and they learn their own ways to survive in this world without real guidance. Like castaway, they're deserted on an island, lost. No sense of direction, no sense of protection, no sense of affection. So they try to fill the emptiness in their heart by falling into gangs. Often drugs is a start. Abusive relationships, sex without love. Have a baby just to have someone to hug or become suicidal. Fall into depression, so many paths. So here are my questions.
What do you do
when no one's there for you?
I said, what do you do
when no one cares for you?
Yeah, what do you do
when you're left all alone? What do you do when there's no place to call home?
It's like, what do you do
when no one's there for you?
I said, what do you do
when no one cares for you?
Yeah, what do you do
when you're left all alone? What do you do when there's no place to call home? I'm walking down the road that I thought I'd never go through. No one at my side and I have no clue what's going on. I just traversed through a vortex to a parallel universe, cause I wasn't born into this situation. Growing up I have faced some tribulations, but none like this where I'm kicked to the curb. No love, no support, no one to give a word of advice. Surrounded by negativity, still trying to understand what it did to me. Still hard to understand the purpose of this life. It's pain and bliss, so I'm clouded with strife. Hard to stay focused on the right path. My vision's getting blurry, trying to stay on task. Sometimes I feel like I've lost my direction. So as I walk forward, I ask these questions.
What do you do
when no one's there for you?
I said, what do you do
when no one cares for you?
Yeah, what do you do
when you're left all alone? What do you do when there's no place to call home?
It's like, what do you do
when no one's there for you?
I said, what do you do
when no one cares for you?
Yeah, what do you do
when you're left all alone? What do you do when there's no place to call home?
Sometimes I feel so lost in this world. It's like I pay the price with my mind. It cost it, your girl. Hella tears over years, making and facing my fears. Close to drinking beers with my favorite peers, cause this life gets so stressful sometimes. Especially when I lose one of my loved ones to the guns and the funds and the streets. Big up, lady sleeps, forever rest in peace. Yeah, we just drifting on a memory. I think about when the past, will you remember me? Will you hold that resentment or will it set you free? Homie, the past is the past, you should just let it be. Cause life's too short to be dwelling on the negative. Keep your head up, promise it's gonna get better, kid. Just keep pushing, keep dreaming, keep working. And never expect anything in this life to be perfect. What do you do
when no one's there for you?
I said, what do you do
when no one cares for you?
Yeah, what do you do
when you're left all alone? What do you do when there's no place to call home?
It's like, what do you do
when no one's there for you?
I said, what do you do
when no one cares for you?
Yeah, what do you do
when you're left all alone? What do you do when there's no place to call home?
All right, that second song you just heard was from a good friend, a newly found friend of ours, Joey the Mastermind -8. It was one of his newer songs that was on his new album, The Fighter, recently released. What Do You Do? Featuring Reverie, another one of our great friends whom we love.
Pretty good lyrics. I liked it. Pretty deep.
Yeah, definitely one of those tracks that makes you think and feel a lot of emotions. But I was actually very fortunate that we got to talking and he hooked it up with some tickets for his album release. I know that he put in a lot of work to get that party going and release his album, which he was so humble and excited to put out for you guys. We are working on an interview with him and I will hopefully be able to give you guys some of the audio from the show itself. There was so many great rappers that we will be playing for you guys. Once again, that was Joey the Mastermind -8. If you Google him, all his stuff will come out. That track again was What Do You Do featuring Reverie. I wish I could play you guys the whole CD. It's like has 26 tracks. If you guys buy it, it's only like, I want to say $10, maybe some shipping handling. I'm not sure. I bought it at the show, but definitely something worth checking out if you want to continue supporting your local music.
Yeah, and just discovering new music in general besides Mucho Mondays.
Yeah, definitely. So keep your ears open for more of The Hyphenate. These next two tracks that we have for you guys, also because we're playing new music for you guys that we haven't played on the podcast before. I'm really stalling here because I know Byron picked the song, and you know, we try to introduce our own songs, but this next guy, I think we all know I love him. So maybe with that being said, I'll let him introduce the song now.
No, you can introduce it. I just gotta say one thing, that it's kind of a hint to who it is before you introduce it. It's Mucho Monday's favorite. We used to play him all the time.
Yes, and that will not stop. So, for you guys, one more again. But with a new track this time, Atmosphere, featuring Dem Atlas with Finer Things.
I never had those finer things, those finer things in life. I never worry about a thing in life. I never had those finer things in life. I never worry about a thing in life.
I'm laughing at me, not with me. One hand to keep the other hand clean. The full moon like a tangerine, fell out of the sky to land into the sea. But when I drifted up on that beach, previous presidents got impeached. Then she put me on the longest leash. I feel like a new drug on these streets, and ain't nobody in denial. I'll eat your dinner off the kitchen tile. Never been afraid to go the extra mile. Just wanna see you flex your sexy smile. Woke up on the bottom of a fox nest, top heavy like a cop's vest. But I gotta put it into context, she not an object, she's a bomb threat. Sing the tunes, the full moon look like a macaroon. I feel invisible till the afternoon, but everybody wanna catch a star to try to recharge that electric spark. Crash a car and send it in park, and she'll smash a ceramic heart like a dead guitar. No spotlight, not the type that needs vacancy to occupy. Gotta put that rabbit back into the magic act. Astronauts about to launch a Cadillac. No stoplight, no stop sign, no basis to apologize. Fight for that right to love, that's what life is of. Look up high, you can see us fly above.
Such and such, he talks a whole bunch, yo, such and such. such and such. I heard he was out to lunch with such and such. Such and such, huh? Such and such. You heard they paid such and such too much. Such a rumor mill that such and such started. Such and such got drunk at such and such's party. Violence, ignorance, such is the human story. Such and such is talking shit. Such and such is fucking artists. Such and such promoters. Such and such assholes. Such and such a feature on my 34 albums. Distribution,
such and such,
paid for by
such and such.
We're here to tell you such and such that we don't really give a fuck.
Man, he said, she said, such and such. But to hell with all this bullshit. Enough is enough. Got fire flying out your ear, so you huff and you puff. Man, who the hell is calling while I'm calling your bluff? Such and such is at the gym every day getting buff. But I've been working out my issues, never giving a fuck.
Hell, man.
Such and such is tripping, so I ain't worried about it. If you hear such and such, did such and such, I truly doubt it. Come on.
Hello?
Hello? Ayo, you heard of these lames, J Dank and Castor Pollocks?
Nah, who?
I think these fools are dissing my man on that such and such song.
What song?
Such and such.
What?
Ayo, such and such, and such and such. They always talking about such and such a bunch. Such and such, is such and such. At such and such, he talks a whole bunch. Yo, such and such, such and such. I heard he was out to lunch with such and such. Such and such, huh? Such and such. You heard they paid such and such too much.
Up under my cheek, like so close to me that when I move, it squeaks. I ain't no big buff dude, I'm a rap singer. I exercise one muscle, that's my strap finger. And I can't call it how I see it no more, cause these niggas will take your words back and twist them like a pretzel. And these bitches be the same too, coming with that sob story, crocodile tears, trying to game you. And that's exactly what the gang do. And if you ever get caught dirty with a nigga, she gon' name you. So what in the hell you on the floor surf for? It's supposed to be by with a baller nigga, cost that hoe. You're giving the game a black eye in your S5. While you niggas kick back popping X, you let that press drop. And that bitch supposed to carry her own car note.
Come on,
and don't be going for that shit. I got a sore throat. Get that bitch a couple of sucrets. Or get that hoe that application down on burning to that duplex.
When I bubble, it's trouble. Niggas getting big money on the double. Fast lane, champagne, rubber to burn. Getting rich, bitch, it's the only concern. With $1 million, a 500 in a Rover truck. I bend them all up until I know they stuck. Wanna tell your friends that you fuck with A, but how many dicks did you suck today? Do we play ball? Do we move that weight? All I got for a motherfucking hoe is A. Bitch wanna get drunk and high? Point that booty hole to the sky. Square ass bitch, go bake a pie. Get a tattoo of a dick. You can't pronounce. Ho, quit staring at my bank account.
When I bubble, it's trouble. Niggas getting big money on
you
the
want
double.
Some too.
Fast lane, champagne.
Thank you for the gangsters that prepared
getting
my
rich, bitch.
Into
it's the only concern.
I'm the bomb, bitch. I'm seasoned. Peter Reason, you know. Cause Pippin, or have you seen me with a badass hoe? Legendary, my name. Secondary, you came and you won't see me stop making hits till I walk with a cane. I'm still 5'11. 6 feet with shoes, Compton, OG nigga giving niggas the blues. Etched in stone, making your bitch fetch the bone. I'm calling the cops, punk motherfuckers, catch the phone. The walkie-talkie, the two-way, and all of the above.
knife stick up your ass till we all see blood. Fuck it, I'm a cop too.
What?
I'ma cop me a kilo of yay and try to get it cracking like it's 82. With Monte Carlos and European fronts, cop them Elcos on that gold lace, dipping around the whole place. Fuck a six pack, nigga, cop the whole case. And when the marks come, nigga, crack they whole face. The way my Glock cock keep a nigga full, got it spitting like that picture from the KC Royals. Sock the PD, haters RIP. Very sincerely yours, quick nigga, please.
When I bump on this trouble, niggas getting big money on the double. Fast lane champagne, rubber to burn. Getting rich, bitch, it's the only concern. When I bump on this trouble, niggas getting big money on the double. Fast lane champagne, rubber to burn. Getting rich, it's the only concern. The only concern.
How did you guys feel about that little flashback right there? That was Oldie But Goodie, DJ Quick, featuring AMG with Trouble. I went back and listened to the lyrics a little bit more than I ever had before. And that's a pretty funny song, like, for him to just straight up put himself on blast and be like, I ain't no big buff dude, I'm a rap singer. Like, I don't know, it's pretty funny, especially with other rappers that we have, like, you know, 50 Cent trying to like flex them muscles and shit. But I don't know, I just thought that was a really funny side note. I am into comedy, of course. I have to, you know, throw funny in there. But in the middle of the track, as promised, was more music from the Hyphenates album release party. He had a lot of great artists that came out to share the spotlight with him, which was really cool. The Gutter Riders were one of the bands that were there. Now, the Gutter Riders, I did a little bit more research, are actually five MCs from Orange County. And I believe that the two that I got to meet were known as Castor Pollux. And they were very, very humble guys. Awesome. Gave me a free CD, which I've been bumping nonstop. If you guys do have the chance to check them out or have the CD, who knows? I just gotta let you guys know that number five, the track called Tres Hermanos, that shit's banging. I was trying to play it for you guys, but we had a little bit of technical difficulties.
I mean, you could burn the CDs for everybody that listens to our podcast.
If you guys send me an email asking me for an address where you could send me a blank CD, then I will do that for you guys. I will burn you a mixed CD.
Yeah, because you have to provide the blank CD first so we know it's real.
Yeah. That's how you know it's real. If you're like, you know, the close homie, then you might get blessed for Christmas because I'm poor and I'm thinking of getting everyone just like a tangible, actual mixed CD. But let's not get sidetracked on our Christmas list. That middle jam, again, that was Castor Pollux and Jay Dankworth with their track Such and Such. So even though it wasn't the track that I was trying to play for you guys, this one right here is, I believe, of their newer album coming up, if it didn't already come out.
But according to YouTube reviews, you know, by users, that shit was dope.
Yeah. Now that I think of it, I think it did come out. It came out in the summer. But nonetheless, it is a great track. And YouTube, you know, YouTubers are harsh.
Yeah.
So if they say it's good, it's fucking good.
Yeah, there's like three or four comments in a row that just say dope! Exclamation mark.
Word.
Sick. Yeah, that shit is sick.
Some guy spelled word with W-E-R-D. Damn, that's gangster.
Yeah, that's how you know it's hip-hop, bruh. But I hope you guys enjoyed the last of our hip-hop trifecta, because we are going to move on for now.
Because we're an eclectic podcast, but hip-hop is just as cool, but we got to keep it different.
Yeah, keep it different indeed. And I'm sure all of the artists we just played would agree. Keeping it different can be good. So without further ado, here's Byron to introduce this, you know, little beautiful jam to start our dance session.
Yes, Daniela, it is a pretty beautiful, beautiful song. This is A Body Language. It's a band I It's my favorite. It is a good. It's a good band because I don't listen to them as much, but I can consider them like my favorite. If anybody's looking for a new band to listen to, Body Language is one of those. And this is their song, Social Studies.
This lifestyle's got me on my toes. I'm letting go. I'm made pretend I'm clenching my fist. How does this exist? Release all the tension. We'll be right back.
Aw, well, I hope you guys enjoyed that little mix, because we thought we would get you dancing and work on your self-esteem a little bit. That last jam was The Smiths with Accept Yourself, which if you have me on Facebook, you saw that I was also playing it on the daily at home and then sharing it through the joys of Pandora. In the middle, it was Waves, which is probably the only good thing to come from San Diego, with their track, I Want to Meet David Grohl.
Oh, God,
you scared me.
No, talking about San Diego, guess what?
What?
They're finally taking down the Orca shows.
Oh, I did. I heard about that. Woo! Here, you guys can hear us high five. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I kind of annoyed my boss at work. I brought it up to her like four times. She's like, dude, you keep saying that. And I'm like, I don't know. I keep forgetting that I keep telling you. I told her four times today.
Yeah, I'm a little guilty of telling the same story a million times as well. But,
I'm so happy, but, like, it does suck because if I do have kids, like, I'm not going to take them to SeaWorld. They're not going to experience my childhood because I saw orcas when I was little and then they became my favorite animal. But if I do become an adult with kids, I'm going to take them to the wild to see the real orcas.
Yes. Well, watching trip with your kids. I like the way you're thinking about life, Byron.
Yeah, I'll do some research and see where there's orcas and take them out there instead.
Sounds groovy.
Get some real education.
Yeah, I mean, everybody needs to get away once in a while. I know one of our favorite comedians took off for a bit. Good old Dave Chappelle. Here's our halftime funnies.
I'm one of those people that's so smart that I'm uncomfortable in this world. And I'm scared to live. I'm not scared to live, but it's scary out here. God damn. I know how flimsy this shit is. I can see through I can see the truth. There's an animal inside each and every one of you. It's not good. Shit is real. Listen, I was looking at the paper the other day. I'm not making this up. There's a serial rapist in Houston. There's nothing funny about serial rape. But what is noteworthy about this particular rapist is that all of his victims have been men. Enjoy your evening. I can't believe you clapped about that. It's a man raping men in Houston. It's the most gangster shit. So far, like seven men have already come forward in the Houston area and reported this motherfucker, which means he must have raped thousands. That's a tough phone call for us to make. It's not like when you get raped, ladies. There's no society don't give a fuck about male rape. There's no hotline for us. Man get raped, you just gotta get up and walk that shit off. Up. Got raped. Caught me slipping. You gotta take that shit to the grave. Couldn't even tell my wife some shit like that. Come home all disheveled and shit. Hey, where have you been? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Out fucking another woman. Just go back to sleep, okay?
Dave Chappelle telling it how it is. Always keeping it real. And it did not go wrong this time.
Oh, man. It's just great to hear his stand-up again. The new stuff. Because I'm not tired of listening and watching Killing Them Softly, but it's great to get something new.
Yes, yes. He definitely came back nice and refreshed from his Africa trip.
That was actually back in 2009, actually.
I know, but you know how my brain works. It was like 2012 just yesterday, right?
Oh, man.
Oh, man, indeed. All right, guys. I hope with all the halftime funnies, you haven't taken off your dancing shoes, because we still have more jams for you guys.
It's very true. I mean, this podcast is all music. It's like 70% music and 30% us talking. So with that, this next song is a little mashup of things and of sorts and of many songs. This is Bearbot with Technolaw Crips. I hope I said that right. You guys could look it up and then make your own assumptions.
You got to know. We'll walk around your house last weekend. You was like, come on, man, you have to point out everything that's bad. So there's a broken mirror on my bed. I clean it up, so what? You don't have to be such an asshole all the time. Don't be like that, she said.
All right, hope you guys liked it, because I know I did at one point. That was The Virgins with Rich Girls.
How do you regret your own song?
You know, like, sometimes I'm in one of those moods. Like I said, I hop around from genre to genre a lot on my Pandora and Spotify.
But I mean, you were okay with it when we were putting on the podcast beforehand.
Yeah, but, like, I really thought it was your song and I didn't want to be me.
That's what you get. You backfired.
Blah, 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 blah. I guess the song is like one of those things where you love to hate and you hate to love.
Yeah, just like Star Wars, because guess what, guys? I was reading this little article about how Star Wars is not even near its end. Like, those movies are going to keep coming out.
Yeah, guys, not even.
Yeah, because get this. I mean, think about it. Disney owns Star Wars now. Disney is pretty unstoppable. Disney keeps making Marvel movies. Disney owns Marvel. So they have the idea that you keep coming out with movies and movies and movies that people keep watching. I mean, of course, you guys get... I mean, am I right? Like, you guys saw the new trailer, or you guys heard about the new Star Wars movie and you were like, what the fuck, man? They should have stopped at the other movies and whatever, but you still bought a ticket to go see the midnight premiere this December, right? Or I'm sure you want to see it. I know I do. I was hating at first, but I'm like, can't say no to Star Wars. So supposedly, from this article, Disney has plans to, you know, release even more movies. They're planning to release a movie, a Star Wars movie, almost every year. If not every year, you know. That's completely insane. That's money upon money upon money, you know, made and spent on just making Star Wars.
I know, when I think of all the money being spent on Star Wars, it reminds me of, you know, like, the universe ever expanding. Like, it's just not gonna stop. It's crazy to know that our world is undergoing so many problems, not to be a downer, but, you know, and then we have all this money being spent on this just giant culture. I feel like they're, damn you, Disney. Like, I love you, Disney, but I feel like this is the beginning of the end of the beginning.
Well, I mean, they're already making Star Wars Land starting next year. Holy crap, that's going to be amazing. But, I mean, talking about money spent, like, look at the super PACs. Like, wasted, literally wasted on campaigns. Like, that's not money well spent. That's money wasted.
Yes, that's the truth. It's a sad truth. But we don't want to waste your time with too much downer isms because we love you guys. We just wanted to throw a little bit of our two cents on the whole Star Wars / Disney, I don't even know what to call it, like, galaxy. Like, they're so, it's gonna be intense what they're gonna do with this.
It's a brand new enterprise. It's just never gonna stop.
Yeah, definitely. But our phones are ringing here in the Mucho Monday studios. So while we pick it up, we're going to leave you guys with a really cool last track.
Yeah, it's really cool. It includes a banjo, a stand-up bass, and some overalls. It is Country Thunderstruck by Stephen Thunderstruck. Seagulls. Seagulls. Steven, get it?
Get it? It's a pun because it's funny. And it's funny because it's a pun. Yeah, this is an eclectic. I don't know what it is.
So yeah, this is a live version of Thunderstruck. I hope you guys love that song. I know I did. That's why I'm sharing it with you guys. But if you YouTube these guys, it's Steven and Seagulls, you'll find many, many other heavy metal covers done this way, which is really awesome. They have Holy Diver. They have a Pantera song on there. They have plenty of other ones. I don't remember. I'm not looking at my computer, but yeah, it's awesome. So guys, that concludes the episode.
Yes, I know you guys are so sad. Boo-hoo-hoo. But we really hope you enjoyed yourselves. We put a lot of thought into these jams for you guys. And like I said, I hope you keep your ears open. We will have more of the artists mentioned at the beginning. And once again, if you guys have any requests, feel free to drop us a line. Instagram, Facebook, or in person. We're here for you.
Also, Merry Thanksgiving and Have a happy Black Friday. Don't trample anybody over.
Yes, and if somebody says you're using too much whipped cream on your pumpkin pie, cut that bitch out your life. You don't need that negativity in your life.
Exactly, because none of my friends have ever told me I use too much whipped cream on anything.
And that's why they're your friends. Have a good night, guys. Good morning, and don't forget about brunch.
And have a pleasant tomorrow. Thank you.